If you took a walk on some sections of Pensacola Beach over the last few weeks, you may have come across some areas that were off limits to humans.
That's something that's been going on for years now, and it's just postings to mark off the fact that there are nesting shorebirds in the area.
Becca Nelson is the Public Information Director for the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission.
We want people to know to keep their distance. We want people to, you know, respect those posted areas. A lot of times the birds and their nests and the hatchlings, they're hard to see. You could be walking by and not even notice it. So by posting it off, we're giving those birds space and hopefully successful hatchings.
Most of the areas that you see on Pensacola Beach are for the seabirds, specifically least terns and black skimmers.
Dr. Caroline Stahala is a program manager with Audubon Florida. They're working with Florida Fish and Wildlife to set aside the nesting areas for the shorebirds.
Each year, the birds do come to Pensacola Beach and set up nesting sites. They're found at Perdido Key, they're found at Gulf Islands National Seashore, both sections. The public beaches in Pensacola and all the way into Navarre.
Different areas of the beach are roped off each nesting season, depending upon where the birds happen to settle. Dr. Stahala says that while the same amount of birds show up year after year, this year there are nesting sites on areas of the beach that have not seen them in recent years.
Along Pensacola Beach somewhere, they're going to show up each spring. So we watch them, we monitor. And when they start exhibiting those particular nesting behaviors, like forming scrapes in the sand, that's when we show up.
And while the nesting season has been underway for a few weeks, there has been a major interruption. The wind, rain, and high tides of Tropical Storm Cindy did some damage.
After the storm, we went back and checked on all the sites that we had been monitoring. And what we found was somewhere right around 50% of our sites. And the chicks and the nests were lost, unfortunately.
Dr. Stahala says that there is still time in the nesting season for birds whose nests were washed away to start over.
We are hoping that those individuals that lost nests will either resettle in the areas that they lost the nest or move to some of the other sites where we have established nesting still. And this only happens to a certain point in the season because these are migratory birds, so they do leave in the fall. So right now we're at the end of that window, so we're hoping that they settle down and renest.
When you go to an area of the beach that's been set aside for nesting, you'll see some colorful signs that were designed specifically for Audubon, Florida.
We had a Girl Scout troop out of Tallahassee that designed some signs for us based on, you know, some of the things we see happening when people approach nests. So the Girl Scouts basically are letting the public know how to act around nesting birds.
The shorebird nesting areas will continue to be roped off until the last chick leaves the nest, usually around late August or early September. And while people will still be allowed on the beach, Becca Nelson from Florida Fish and Wildlife says it's best to keep your distance.
A good rule is to stay at least 300 feet from a nest. You don't want to have the birds fly away because then they would be off their nests and that could, predation could come or the chicks being exposed to the sun for longer periods of time. You know, those are things that we want to prevent. So by having the posting and letting people know that this is what's happening in the area, just to watch out for it, is just really important.
All of the officials say that if you're at the beach, you should never feed the birds, even the ones that are not nesting, like seagulls. They are predators who will attack the nests and eat the eggs. Audubon, Florida also has a volunteer program to help monitor the nesting areas. You can contact them to volunteer at fl.audubon.org. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.